Hi, I'm Mary Lee Kimmons. I'm 26 years old, and I was adopted 1 week before my 18th birthday, and I am an advocate for foster youth.
Hi, Mary Lee. Mary Lee, tell me about what got you into the foster care system initially.
Well, I believe that my birth mother had issues with alcohol and drug dependency, and she just didn't have enough support in her life to be able to seek treatment for that and to adequately care for me and my siblings. And I eventually came into care, but my siblings actually didn't come into care. They actually went to live with their fathers or other relatives in the family.
How old were you when you went into foster? When you were put into foster care, how did you feel about that?
I was scared. I was nervous. I didn't know what to expect. And I can even remember so vividly in my mind that day and the DCS worker driving me to my foster home and just not knowing what was going to happen, not knowing what the family was going to be like, how they were going to treat me, if they were going to accept me, and just feeling powerless, like I didn't have any control over my life.
And when you were driving in the car, had you met them? Did the CPS worker tell you a little bit about the family?
They told me a little bit about the family, but I hadn't met them. I knew that they had birth children of their own. They were both previously married, so it was a blended family.
And then what precipitated you moving to another?
Every year, I'd always gone to court for my judicial reviews, and, you know, the same old, the judge would be like, oh, hi, Mary, nice to see you again, doing well in school, doing good in your foster home, I'll see you again in 6 months. But when I was 16, he stopped and he said, Mary, what do you want for your life? And I said, well, I want what everyone wants. I want a family. And he just looked at me and he was shocked. And he said, you want to be adopted? And I said, yes. But nobody had ever taken the time to really ask me what I wanted. And so when he asked me and I said that, and he just looked at those people who was like, okay, let's terminate her parental rights. Let's put her up for adoption. And so when he asked me and I said that, and he just looked at those people who was like, okay, let's terminate her parental rights. Let's put her up for adoption. And so at 16, I went up for adoption and people kept saying, well, why? What's the point? You're 16. You're going to be going off to college pretty soon. You know, why open yourself up to this risk and this chance of rejection? You know, just age out of the system. And I said, no, it's not about now. It's not even about my childhood. It's about my future. It's about knowing that I'm going to have a place to go home to during Christmas break or summer break from college. It's about knowing that I'm going to have a dad to walk me down the aisle and grandparents for my kids. It's about the rest of my life and all those things that are yet to come.
Tell me about when you found out or how you met the people who finally adopted you, your parents and your family. Tell me about that, how you felt about it, and tell me, you know, recount the story for me.
Well, I guess it was probably 6 months after I went up for adoption and I had come home from school and I remember walking up the driveway and seeing my adoption worker's car in the drive and I thought, oh no, something's happened. And I walked in and she's like, you know, come have a seat beside me. And she's like, I have something to talk to you about. And I sat down and she had this scrapbook and she said, you know, the adoption committee met today and they selected a family for you. And if you open the scrapbook, the first page is the family that wants to adopt you and make you a part of their family. And so I opened the book and it was actually my case manager. And I had known that they were going through PATH classes to adopt, but my case manager, Scott, said, you know, we're looking at adopting a baby. And I'd always joke with him and I'd be like, why do you want a baby? I was like, you really want to adopt me? I was like, I'm potty trained and I'm fun. I was like, come on, you know, teenagers are so much better. And, you know, we had just laughed about it, and, you know, and I never knew, but the reason they were actually going through PATH was to adopt me. And so I was so excited. I was just like, it meant a lot to me because I felt like they knew my past, they knew my history, they knew who I was, and they still chose me. And so in finding my forever family, I feel like I have this abundance of love and support and encouragement and just kind of a safety net. Like, I know if I stumble, my family is going to be there to pick me up. But yet I know if I succeed, my family are going to be my biggest cheerleaders. They're going to be the ones, you know, there with me and enjoying in that accomplishment. So it's in having all of that that I think permanency is so important. I don't think I would be the person I am today. I don't think I'd be as confident. I don't think I would have been able to pursue my educational goals. There are so many things that my adoptive family have given me by just welcoming into their family. And I think every person, regardless of how old they are, needs a family. They need some way or someone to feel connected to. And that's what permanency is to me.